Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
All right, we are back here on BetQL Daily. Thanks for having me fill in today for the Joes. Aaron, it's been a ton of fun, but we're not done yet. We got a lot still to get to. Our lightning bets. You should start us off here. Also, good news so far. The turkey is doing perfectly fine if you've been listening to us throughout the day. It's on the smoker. All good. It's starting to brown up a little bit. I checked during the commercial break. So we got another 3 hours or so to go. But lightning bets, there's a lot to get to. Where are we going?
All right, let's start with the Dallas Cowboys. This is part of the Thanksgiving NFL Weekly Special on FanDuel. Highest scoring team. I got it at plus 250 to be the Cowboys. Excited about that one. And I'm taking the Bears as the lowest scoring team. DeAndre Swift over 66.5 rushing yards. What else do I have? I have so many futures that sometimes it just like gets intertwined with my daily bets. I have to sift. We do a lot of betting on this show, or at least I do. I have to sift through it. I got Dak Prescott over 10.5 rushing yards. Ari seemed to like that one as well, so I'm feeling confident about it. Let's see. Oh, something you want to get to. I'll jump on it. The match.
Yes.
But I'm going to take DeChambeau minus 116 to be the winner. He's a jerk. Everyone hates him. So I'm jumping on it. It's just for fun.
I'm glad you brought up the match, though. I feel like people forgot about this. And it's Koepka. It's DeChambeau. It's tomorrow afternoon at the Wynn golf course in Las Vegas. Here, the DeChambeau bet I actually like, not because I like DeChambeau, but just purely from a betting perspective, here's why it makes sense. Like the trash talk that the gallery would typically have towards DeChambeau in favor of Koepka and all this, like my understanding is that that's not going to exist in this atmosphere. It's just 12 holes that they're playing there. So I think that helps DeChambeau unless Koepka actually gets under his skin and he starts, you know, saying some things that messes him up. But I actually think DeChambeau also just wants to win this more. Like he's that type of guy. Like I think Koepka's like, all right, it's for charity. Whole thing's been fun.
But DeChambeau's taking this super serious.
That's what I'm thinking. So I like your bet there on DeChambeau. Not DeChambeau himself, but I like the thought process. A couple lightning bets for me. I mentioned already one of them. It was, of course, the Bears -3. It's back up to -3. It went down to 2.5. But here in the last hour and a half, it's gone back to -3 against the Lions. And then how about this? In that same game, this is on FanDuel. It's also a Thanksgiving special. It's not a huge long shot by any means. Plus 125, so it's nothing crazy. DeAndre Swift or David Montgomery to have 100-plus yards rushing. Either of the two, I'm certainly banking on DeAndre Swift. But it's a low-scoring game. I still think there could be some rushing yards there. DeAndre Swift, he gives me a 65-yard run at some point, which I think is actually very plausible, then I feel pretty good about that total at plus 125. And then after that, go back to the Egg Bowl. Egg Bowl earlier today, I was talking about that, how I was surprised that the line moved 3 points in the last 30 hours or so. I like Matt Corral and Lane Kiffin to get the win in the Egg Bowl, cover the 2.5 points. You're going to give me 2.5 points against Mike Leach, and I know the Bulldogs are playing better. So I like that scenario there. I'm going to take the team that's giving me some points.
It's Bulldogs or nothing for me, but I think I'm going to stay away from that one.
All right,
Jake, I love Mike Leach.
What do you got for some lightning bets?
You guys could not be more wrong about the match. Brooks is going to wipe the floor with Bryson because here's Brooks has always said, like, I like casual golf. Like, I don't love, like, we know Brooks loves to play the majors, but he's always said, like, golf, yeah, it's whatever to me. He's going to go in here and just be like, yeah, whatever, it's for charity. I'm just here to have a good time and to mess with Bryson. Bryson actually wants to win. Like, he actually wants to prove a point. Brooks is going to be so rent-free in Bryson's head. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be so funny. It's going to be great. And then the Instagram posts after just to go at each other is going to be phenomenal as well. So I'm all in on Brooks.
Yeah, I mean, I like how they're only doing 12 rounds, too. I mean, this thing should fly on. It's Black Friday. It's everybody's going to be doing shopping. You don't have time to sit. The match the last couple of years has been taking 5 hours, it felt like. This is going to be 12 holes, and it should be a lot quicker display there out in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Elsewhere, I actually have a college basketball. I like UConn minus the 1.5 in the first half against Michigan State. UConn had an amazing game against Auburn yesterday. That was a lot of fun. And Michigan State, they barely beat Loyola. They were getting their butts kicked up and down the floor in the first half especially. So I'm going to go the 1.5 in the first half, UConn. I'm also going to go, so everybody knows, I'm on the Detroit money line just despite the Bears and because I'm a masochist. So I'm on that. But I'm going to take some props, too. I'm going to go Montgomery over 79.5 yards. That just seems way too easy. They're not going to let Dalton pass the ball that much. And I'm going to go, though, Mooney. He's been the Bears' number one receiver. His receiving total is at 59.5 right now. That seems really low. He's going to be the guy. All it takes is going to be like one deep ball, and then he can dink and dunk all over the field. So I like that as well. And that wraps up my card.
All right, Paul, what do you got? You already mentioned a little Arizona State for us earlier.
Yeah, so I'm on the Sun Devils +2 on the hardwood. Just it's a sad state of affairs for Syracuse hoops. But sticking to the football, though, a couple of touchdown, anytime touchdown. So Cole Kmet, anytime touchdown. So he's, I believe has the most targets for the Bears in the red zone. Double checking that right now, but I believe that is it. So I'm definitely gonna be looking at him, and yeah, most red zone targets, zero TDs, so he's kind of due for one. And it wasn't just like, I know it's been Fields, Dalton, but even early on in the season, Dalton was targeting him. So let's go Cole Kmet. And then I mentioned Dalton Schultz doing anytime touchdown there, and also first touchdown. Raiders just not very good against tight ends. We're going with the Las Vegas team total under 21.5. I think we all kind of agree they're kind of broken, heading the wrong way, no matter what Derek Carr says. And especially if it turns into a running game and like more of a slog, they'll have to try and play catch up there. That kind of points towards maybe some opportunities for Trayvon Diggs in that Dallas secondary. So I don't think Vegas gets over 21.5. Bills -5.5. So Joe, O, and I were in the Vegas, the Circa Million contest out in Vegas, 5 picks every
week.
So we did. We did do the Bills -5.5 as one of our contest picks. We went deep into the night. Deadline was 10 o'clock Central last night. So we were burning the oil late night trying to get our picks together. So that is one of them. And I believe that is most of the card for today.
You mentioned the Circa Millions. Also, for those of you, too, you got 10 minutes or so. But Survivor, for those of you playing the Circa contest, you know you had to get – Your Survivor picks have to include Thursday games. I have a Survivor, not in that contest. I'm not out there, but I have the Cowboys as my Survivor play. If you have the Cowboys left, it's hard not to use the Dallas Cowboys in a bounce-back game today. I know some people are tempted to look at Seattle on Monday Night Football. It's a pick 'em, though, but against Washington, a couple of people have been talking about playing that. I'm a little surprised. Or Philadelphia. It's a divisional game, though, but Philadelphia against the Giants. But I'm going Cowboys with my Survivor pick this week.
I'm on the Cowboys, and I've got a few Survivor shares left, so I'm doing the Cowboys. I'm also in a pick the loser pool. We're down to 3 people, so I am on the Raiders, too. Like, I typically try and have one outside, like not put it all on the same game. But, oh, yeah, and I forgot to mention, also on a Bills-Cowboys teaser. Cowboys down to 1.5, Bills to win. So let's go favorites today. I mean, Bears, whatever happens. You guys want to win your lines, money line bet, that's fine.
I think it's a favorites day. I think it is a favorites day. Aaron.
Favorites do so well on Thanksgiving. I mean, they do. Trend-wise, the favorites do very well. Like I said, the books just give the public a nice little day of gratitude. But well, then they take
remember,
your money
I'm
every other day.
Exclusively on the Lions just so Matt Nagy is further pushed out of town. This is an extremely narrative play and for my own purposes.
Let me ask you guys. Go ahead.
I feel like if they do lose, I feel like George and Tech go back and be like, oh, well, you did lose the Lions, so actually we are going to fight.
Right, that was what I was going to ask, because that's the thing. Like, what's our final say? If the Lions beat the Bears today, is Matt Nagy the head coach next week?
I still think they'd let him ride out the season, unfortunately.
They don't fire coaches in season.
And I said this yesterday. If the McCaskies owe you money, they're going to make sure they get every single last bit of labor out of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. They don't fire coaches in season. It's just not something they have done. I think the Bears win, so it's not even a problem for him anyway. But, yeah, it would be going against historically.
It's a problem for me, though, Alex. That's the point. It's a problem for me.
Hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving and everything. You guys are off to some family stuff, some friends as well. Thanks for hanging out with us, and best of luck to everybody on the bets. We'll be keeping an eye, too. I got to throw in one quick one, too, that Paul mentioned earlier in the show. I forgot to place it, but scoreless quarter. No points, Detroit and Chicago, please. No points today in one of those quarters. Needs to happen. You with me?
I love it.
Show bet.
Show we'll bet. Let's do it. Happy Thanksgiving, Thanks. Everyone. And we're back tomorrow. At least I am. I don't know who else will be with
us. I'll be here with you.
I'm going to go check on the turkey and make sure I haven't burnt down the patio or anything like that. Thanks for letting me be part of
the show today. Yeah, good luck with that.
It's been a ton of fun. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. For those listening, next up is Jim Rome. For those watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip.
Hey, it's Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL Daily, 9 to noon Eastern. Watch and listen to the BetQL Network. Download the free Odyssey app and search BetQL. Your home for wagertainment is the BetQL Network.